Audio 5, Lesson 83, The Lord's Prayer. Message: Jesus taught us how we should pray. With Bible test, Matthew 6, verse 5 to 13. Then the story. One day, many people came to Jesus. He climbed a mountain, sat down and taught them. One of the things he spoke to them about was the way we should pray. Jesus told them, "When you pray, do not be like those hypocrites who love to stand up and pray so that everyone can see how virtuous they are. God does not hear prayers such as that. If you want to pray, go into your room and close the door. There, where no man can see you, pray to your Father in heaven, who cannot be seen either. Then he will answer your prayer. And when you pray, do not talk on and on, for your Father knows you need even before you ask for it." Then Jesus told the disciples they should pray like this: "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Suggestions for the teacher: show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they feel about it. Pray together the Lord's Prayer. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children what is the meaning of the lines of the Lord's Prayer. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." It's a statement to show God's majesty and honor his name. "Your kingdom come" refers to the return of Jesus. "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We want to act according to God's will. "Give us this day our daily bread." We pray for all the things we need in order to live. "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." It is important to forgive each other, and do not lead us into temptation. We ask God to help us resisting sin, but deliver us from evil one. God may free us from anything that will lead us to sin. "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." We praise God, believing that through his power we can be part of his glory for all eternity. Amen. So, be it. After children repeat, Jesus taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer. Every line of the Lord's Prayer adds a meaning to us. Real life application: explain the following to them. Teach the children the Lord's Prayer so that they know it off by heart. Ask the children when and how they pray. Our Heavenly Father loves to listen to us. He always has time for us. We can pray to him at any time. We can tell him all our joys, our burdens and worries. Repeat the message. Jesus taught us how we should pray.